It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Buddy Petrie. Glioblastoma is merciless. The average person with this type of brain tumor won't live more than a year and a half. Dr. Andrew Brenner is a neuro-oncologist at UT Health San Antonio and a professor at the Mays Cancer Center. He says radiation is pretty much the only treatment option, but you can't use too much radiation without harming the surrounding brain tissue. But what if you could target the tumor precisely?
So what we did is we designed a custom molecule that can bind liquid radiation and make it become fat soluble. So then it enters into these tiny little fat bubbles called liposomes. And we can pack tons of radiation to these little liposomes.
They deliver the radiation directly to the tumor using catheters that look like coffee straws.
So really what you see is very, very high doses where you put it, and then a fast drop off in the areas after.
It destroys the tumor and preserves the brain tissue around it. So far, this has been tested on rats, and the brain autopsies are promising.
When we gave the brains to the pathologist to take a look at, if you tell me there was a tumor there, I have to believe you. But there's really nothing. It's just a hole. There's no sign of any injury. There's no sign of any tumor.
The technique is now being studied in humans, and Brenner is so hopeful that he and his team have found a way to lengthen the lives of people with glioblastoma. That's Science and Medicine from the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.